This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. And this is Pastor Pendarvis. I'm asking you folks to pray with me and pray for me that the Lord would get a hold of many of our folks out there who have written me and called me and said, Pastor, pray for me. I'm a lost sinner. Would you do that? Would you just covet with me to pray for folks? You have prayer meeting in your church on Sunday night, maybe on Saturday night. We have here on Saturday afternoon. And we have folks call me, say, Pastor, I understand y'all pray for folks. Would you put my name on your prayer list? We do that, especially if you have sick folks, and not only sick folks, but sin-sick folks. So if you have a prayer group, put the Old Trailblazer on there. Ask the pastor, said, Pastor, would you pray for the Old Trailblazer with us? He's just an old country boy, and the Lord saved him, give him this little broadcast, the Old Trailblazer. And he needs our help. He needs the Lord's grace. He needs the Lord's mercy. And then he could use some help financially, going on these new stations. We're speaking about faith. We're in the 11th chapter of Hebrews there. And we were in our last study, we were just looking about faith. We heard folks say, oh, if you had a faith, if you had enough faith, you could do this and you could do that. And I hear folks now on these prosperity ministries, they, well, if you had faith, you send me $10,000 and the Lord will send you $20,000. No, that's a lie. That's not true, my friend. Listen, no such stuff is taught in God's Word. And faith worketh according to the revealed will of God. Now, you drive a peg down there and hold it. Would you do that? I had to laugh a little bit the other day. We're having a lady translate some of Pastor Shelton's books into Spanish that we might take down to Mexico and do some missionary work down there. And I told the lady, I said, she's from Venezuela, and she's very, very Spanish, but she's very educated. And I said, how are you going to handle that verse that drive a peg down there and hold it? So she rattled it around, finally got it. She said, I got it. I know exactly what he's talking about. Well, do you know what I'm talking about, my friend? You just drive a peg down there and hold it. Faith worketh according to the revealed will of God. Now, faith worketh according to the revealed will and no more. Now, you find the will of God, you find it, and you can trust him to the nth degree. Listen, I don't know his will, you say. Well, find it. Where will you find it? In Christ. You'll find his will in Christ. You'll humble him yourself in him. You'll find his will. And as we said oftentimes, everything in the world that God has for you is tied up in Christ. Nowhere else. Tied up in the Lord. Everything. And I want you to get that. Therefore, faith worketh according to the revealed will of Christ. Now, that's one thing that you can't get away from, my friend. You can't get around it. You can't go over it. No. Now, let me ask you something. Would you want anything apart from Christ? Would you? Would you want anything? Anyone who knows Christ, anyone who wants to know him, you don't stand in want of one thing in this world apart from Christ. I don't, and you don't, and if you got any sense at all, because everything that God has for an individual is tied up in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's all remember that. Would you do that? You may not get much out of the study today, but remember that. Everything you have or ever will have in the Christian life is by and through and because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just stop here and ask you, are you saved? You say, what is salvation, Pastor? Salvation is knowing Christ, being forgiven of all of your sins. I often tell folks here, and I make some folks angry, I tell them there's not one sin, not one present sin, not one past sin, not one future sin recorded in heaven's books against the Old Trailblazer. Now, do you know that's heartwarming, my friend? Can you say that? Can you say, oh, I've been such a sinner all my life. Pastor, I see my sin. Well, are you saved? Oh, yeah, I'm saved. Well, your sins are washed away. We don't serve sin. We don't serve sin. We don't serve Satan. No. We serve the risen Lord, and he has forgiven us. Now, let's see. Let's go back. We see from these cases we've been looking at, there's nothing too hard or too difficult for faith to affect when it works according to the revealed will of God. Now, you remember we looked there at the city of Jericho, how that the walls crumbled down after Joshua had traversed the city, marched around the city six times, and then on the seventh day went around the city seven times. And the scripture says, by faith, the walls came down. It says, by faith, Rahab the harlot. By faith, the Red Sea opened up. By faith, my friend, listen. How can you know the will of God? Listen, I'm going to tell you, if you know the Lord, there isn't a moment. If you know the Lord, if you know Him and you're walking with Him, there isn't a moment in the day or an hour or a minute that you cannot come consciously into the presence of the Lord God of heaven. Now, I tell you, you can get an audience with the Lord just as quick as you can close your eyes, and you don't have to close your eyes. You can be driving down Interstate 95 right now, trucker. Don't close your eyes, but you can come to the Lord. Lord, Lord, get me home safe. Lord, I got a wife and five children at home. Get me home safe. You may be up there on I-70. You may be on I-40. You may be on a back road somewhere. Maybe got lost somewhere. And the old 18-wheeler tagging along behind you. Just come to the Lord. You know, if I was driving one of them things, I don't believe I could ever take my thoughts away from, Lord, I'm trusting you. Lord, Lord, don't let me go. Don't let me turn this wheel the wrong way. Lord, have mercy upon me. Can you do that? You don't have to be driving an 18-wheeler. You may be in a tugboat out there in the Hudson River somewhere. Did you know the weapon of death is ready for you, my friend? The weapon of death is ready for you. But listen, there's another scripture that says, no weapon that is formed can hurt thee. And I'm paraphrasing that, of course. But my friend, your time is in God's hand, not in my hand. No, not in my hand. And I tell you often, the providence of God. But listen. Let me tell you what George Mueller said. You remember George Mueller, the founder of those great children's homes there in Bristol, England? For 63 years, there's never been a moment that I could not come into the presence of my Father any moment of my life. For 63 years, you say? That's an extraordinary case. No, that's the normal life of a Christian. You ever read that story, George Mueller? I just got through reading it again. I tell you this little incident. He never asked one person for a dollar, never asked one for a penny. All of those years, he depended upon the Lord. And he said, oftentimes he would set the children down at the dining table in the morning. There'd be no bread nor no milk. And while he was giving thanks unto the Lord, the milk truck backed up to the front door and the bread truck backed up to the side door, and the children had bread and milk for breakfast. Now, my friend, that's real faith. I don't have that. Old Trailblazer don't have that. Oh, my friend, I'm weak as water. Are you? Are you, my friend? But the scripture says, the word said, he never asked anybody. That's the normal Christian life. That's the way you live. That's the way you ought to live. If you're not living that way, your life is abnormal, subnormal. And listen, all right, now let's get something else. If you're living your life according to the revealed will of God through Christ, then you can't rise any higher than any other believer. You get that? Did you know that? It's because you're living in the place, doing what God wants you to do in Christ. It may be sitting in the corner, fiddling your thumbs over there somewhere. If that's what the Lord wants you to do, and go ahead and do it. You're in His presence, and what you're doing, doing what God wants. Even yonder, somebody is doing what God wants him to do. He's moving thousands of people towards the Lord in the ministry. And yet, you're just as near to God as he is. There's no difference if we're walking in the revealed will of God. We might say by faith, we can see those dead in sin and trespasses raised to life in Christ. And we do. And others were tortured, it says, not accepting deliverance. Others were tortured. In that 35th verse, not accepting deliverance. Paul knew from experience what he was writing about here, because according to Acts 8:13 and Acts 9:11, 9:1, he had taken a very great part in inflicting torture upon the saints of God. And now, according to 2 Corinthians 11, he was sharing that torture with them. The word torture here signifies that these saints were placed on a rack, their joints pulled out of sockets with torture, accepting, listen, one purpose in mind, to make them recant or to apostatize. Now, that's torture, my friend. Oh, in other words, they'd put them on a rack, stretch them out, tie the rope around their waist and ankles with a pulley, and begin to wind up and tighten those ropes until their arm sockets would be pulled out. Now, we don't know anything about that, do we? No, we don't want to know anything about it. But that's what they went through, my friend. You and I don't suffer. I praise the Lord. We don't have to suffer like that. Oh, we don't. We may suffer a little, but we don't suffer like that. We suffer from persecution. But listen. It says, will you say nothing? Will you deny the Lord? If you do, we'll let you go. That's what they told him. That's what they told Mr. John Bunyan. They locked him up for preaching. The jailer said, now, Mr. John, if you just tell me you won't preach no more, I'll let you out of this jail. I'll let you out of this jail right now if you just tell me. No, he wouldn't do it. But anyhow, he stayed in there, I believe, 13 years. But the jailer had made friends with him and seen his life and saw what a Christian life is. And he got to where he would let him out at night and he'd go home. He'd live down the road peace. And he'd go home, see his wife and family, and come back to the jail before daylight. So one night he was home, he said about 2 o'clock in the morning, and he was restless and something. He was warned of a spirit. He got up and went back to the jail at 2 o'clock in the morning. He said about 2:30, the authorities come in. They had heard he'd been sneaking out of the jail. There he was, sleeping on his bunk. Oh, if he'd have been gone, they'd have hung the jailer and him too. But my friend, the Lord took care of him. Have you got that kind of faith that you can trust the Lord? Oh, listen, I don't have much faith. I don't have much faith. I don't. I'm weak as water. I am no trailblazer. It just seemed like I just plod along from day to day. And I miss many blessings by not knowing, not believing what the Lord has in store for us here. And yet I can look back and see the many blessings the Lord has given us over the years. And you can too. Can you look back and see where the Lord found you? But oh, my friend, listen. It's grace to know the Lord. It's grace to know the Lord day by day, and come to know Him in the forgiveness of sin. And I praise the Lord for every day that the Lord lets me live and give me grace to come here and bring these messages time after time, day after day. And I ask you to pray for me. Would you pray for the old trailblazer? If you do that, I appreciate it. And then remember, my mailing address is Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Help me with the broadcast if you will, and I appreciate it. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Redeemed.